This is CliffCentral.com.
So, George, lots to talk about this week. What do we got?
Well, the frickin' e-tolls. Sorry I'm late.
What's happening with e-tolls? Is that still going ahead? Is that a thing?
I think it's stuck, to be honest. There were a bunch of protesters with flags and hoot for e-tolls, but it causes chaos onto the on-ramps. So nobody can get onto the frickin' on-ramps.
Is that why you were struggling this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all right. You're here now.
I'm here now.
So, but these e-tolls have got to get rid of. It's a joke. It's a waste of time. I heard David Makura, the premier of Gauteng, actually saying the other day, he's got to go back to the drawing board. We've got to scrap this whole system. Start again.
Exactly.
Good.
Even one of the items I got on the list today is a new highway.
Mm-hmm. Where are they going to build the new highway?
East to west, past Oliver Tambo. So this new highway is dubbed the PWV-15.
Oh, and, I heard some mutterings about this. How will it go? Can you describe its general kind of direction?
Its main intention is to skip the Gululis interchange.
Be heaven.
Because apparently, well, I don't drive through the Gululis interchange, but apparently it's very congested.
Shocking.
Morning. Shocking. So that's on the plans for Gauteng. And, you know, will there be an e-toll on it? Hopefully frickin' not.
They've just got to build a highway like up. We need to do it about a kilometer and a half up into the sky and just take it right over the whole of the center of Joburg. And then people can get from east to west easily. Why aren't they doing this? It's 2018. Come on.
So talking about that. Drone deliveries in the UK is a reality.
It's happening?
It's happening. Okay. There's actually plans by the UK government. They're busy investigating at the moment technology that allows operators of drones not to have the drone in their line of sight.
Hmm.
Which means that they need a detection system that tells the air traffic control where the drone is at any time.
Right.
So, which means that companies like Amazon can now start delivering via drones, because the only thing that stopped Amazon from delivering or stops Amazon from delivering via drone is the drone has to be in line of sight. Now that doesn't have to happen.
Okay. So it's like a transponder or something, so you could track it?
Yes, like a transponder that can appear on a radar.
All right.
Air traffic control can now monitor these drones. So I think that'll change the mode of delivery of goods first, and then maybe even people.
That's good.
And you know, hopefully South Africa comes up with some similar drone laws, because our drone laws lag everyone else.
Good. Yeah, we need to get our Civil Aviation Authority on board with this one, because they're the ones who need to actually make it happen in terms of allowing people to use these drones.
Exactly.
At the moment, you technically are not allowed to have a drone, full stop. You have a drone?
I do. I have a drone. I have a drone.
I knew you would. You have every kind of moving gadget that there is. You've got to test them out. It's part of your job.
Exactly. I love flying my drone, and
how many times you crashed it?
Once, then Durban in December.
Big damage?
No, just one of the propellers damaged a bit, but that's the least of the worries. If it fell to the ground and broke the camera, that would be the most expensive part.
All right, what else is in the news?
I suppose the biggest piece of news is the new Maybach. You know what the Maybach is?
It's that super Mercedes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's that extra luxury. Doesn't Cyril own the only one in South Africa?
I think you're right. The new Maybach, the latest version, the Maybach branded S-Class, mm-hmm. Is spoken to come out with a projected headlight that can project images onto the road. They're calling it the digital light.
Yes.
Now, what this digital light can do is you can choose whatever images you want to be projected onto the road, including your speedometer, your speed. So it can be used as a heads up display. So you're driving on a long road at night, and you don't want to take your eyes off the road. You can put your dashboard on through these headlights onto the actual tar surface, and the image will appear, which I think is quite interesting. Another use for this these headlights are you could project two lines into the distance of the road if there's a narrow part that you have to drive through, so you see whether
that's
the car
clever. I get that, but not too much information. Otherwise, you're looking at the road surface and reading something instead of actually driving.
Yeah, I think it could have its.
I love these heads-up displays, by the way. They're very, very clever.
they are, I think they should be in every single car. I don't know if this is taking it a bit far because, like you say, you could get fixated on that, on that image.
Eventually you're not looking ahead of you. You're looking right down in front of you.
The thing about this, these headlights is you can also display messages. So if you want to drive with a message or send messages to other drivers, you can do that.
No, sorry. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea. So, you know, that's kind of the visual representation of what it may look like.
Okay.
So the Maybach, whether it'll get to the Mercedes-Benz, I think time will tell, but at the moment there's no rumor of it.
Well, they've sort of reached the ceiling about of what they can put into a Maybach or what they can put into these super luxury cars. Yeah. They've reached the ceiling. They've got massages and they've got interior mood lighting and they've got seats that you can adjust in 1,000 different ways. And
next thing is leave the steering and the pedals and just sit there.
Yeah. Well, the driverless cars. Car. There we go.
Another thing, space is Tesla's – not Tesla's.
Space
Tesla. SpaceX's Space Tesla, the little dummy that SpaceX sent into space.
Right.
Some scientists are saying that this could be a biological threat to other planets.
Why?
Because the car wasn't cleaned, or the bacteria wasn't removed.
Oh, so we could transfer our earthly bacteria to another planet. Oh, shame. Woe is that other planet. So what's the worst that could happen? They could develop life.
Exactly. So some scientists are coming back and saying, well, there could be a benefit because the bacteria could actually begin growing.
Oh, please. All right. I mean, if that's our biggest problem in the world, then we don't have problems.
And closer to home, the 10th of March is the World Naked Bike Ride in Cape Town.
Oh, that sounds revolting.
Now,
nothing that you want to see less than naked bikers.
Exactly, but it's driven to try and encourage or protest against fossil fuels and to use bicycles as a mode of transport as opposed to cars. And
so it's cyclists, not bikers.
Cyclists, yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Even less. If you had to choose between seeing naked bikers or seeing naked cyclists, I think you'd have to choose the bikers.
Yeah, but then they're going to go by really fast.
That's all right. That's exactly why you choose them. All right, George.
That's it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gareth.
All right, George Meany, and you can catch him on Auto Central. There's a brand new fresh episode in this week, actually, if you haven't listened to it already. And if you don't catch this week's, you can catch the next one, which comes on in a week from now. Monday there'll be a repeat of that show. So if you like to listen live, then that's another place you can find it. It's brought to you by Auto Trader every single week. And you can see their big billboard. I saw your one you talk about the Galulis interchange coming from Galulis towards Sandton.
Yes.
It's on the right hand side there near Marlborough.
Yes.
Huge big Auto Trader billboard. Beautiful.
Love them. More coming.
Very good. Very nice. Cheers, thanks. Cheers, George.
This is CliffCentral.com.